Do you want to send Satan to the very bottom of hell, not just to the foot of the cross or to hell itself, but to the very bottom? I'm going to reveal to you what Jesus tells the mystic and saint Faustina in the Diary of Divine Mercy. We're going to get into that right now. First, I want to tell you and remind you of the promises of Divine Mercy, paragraph 699, that the only two requirements are for us to have gone to confession and then to receive Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm going to talk about that more in a future video. Incredibly important. Let's hear from paragraph 378 towards the end what it says. And I'm just going to read to you the one line that you need to hear. When a soul extols my goodness, Satan trembles before it and flees to the very bottom of hell. I know that this is true. Let me give you two pieces of evidence that show this. The first is, this is the second time that I recorded the video. The first time I felt amazing and recorded it so well. Guess what happened when I connected it to my computer? No sound. No sound, not even bat sound, no sound. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's like that Saint Benedict prayer. If you haven't seen that prayer, the Saint Benedict, Holy Staff of Benedict prayer, that was just all this spiritual attack about it. Whenever I have a video where there's a lot of spiritual attack, I have these technical problems, and that shows me that this is very important. The second thing is, as soon as I read that, I thought, that's too simple. That's too easy. That how does that even make sense? So I spoke with a friend of mine who is being prayed with deliverance ministry of kind of my local diocese. So in other words, under heavy oppression, partial possession even, and one of the things that this person can reveal is the amount of pain that some particular thing causes the demons. So for instance, when they go to a church or they say a certain prayer, they can feel how powerful it is through the pain that it causes the demons. And one of the things that they've been given me to understand is repetition is incredibly painful to the demons. Not just when we say it once, but when we say it over and over and over again. That's why we're going to get into that, into certain parts of the Mass. So unpacking what this means, when a soul extols my goodness, Satan trembles before it and flees to the very bottom of hell. What does the word extol mean? It means ex, out, and up. Tol means to raise. So when we raise up his goodness, Satan trembles before it. How can we do this? A simple way would be by saying, God is good. So I asked this person, okay, why don't you say God is good over and over? See what happens. Is this really painful to the demons? Tell me. They did that. They repeated it over and over again. And the more that they repeated it, the more pain it caused them. It was, in fact, incredibly painful. This very simple thing was incredibly painful. Why? Think about this. When we come to acknowledge God's goodness, we begin to then acknowledge his mercy. God's goodness is the doorway to knowing about God's mercy. And God's mercy and his goodness combined, it's like an atomic bomb. It's the thing that converts people. When people know of God's goodness and his mercy, then they lose the fear to bring their sins to God, and hell loses all power over that person. For that very reason, Satan hates more than anything the fact that God is good, and then the fact that God is merciful. He hates that above all. Just as it says there, it makes him tremble. It makes him run as far away from God to the very bottom of hell as possible. So one way to cause Satan pain in your life is simply throughout the day by repeating over and over again, God is good. God is good. God is good. And saying it with conviction. Satan attacks us all the time. We cannot just sit back passively and receive that attack. We have to attack back and aggressively, not having mercy on him, the enemy of our soul. Now that you know that, let me reveal to you some of the most powerful words in the Mass to cause pain to the demons. Do you know what they are? They're words of repetition. It's this. When the priest in the Eucharistic Prayer 1 says the following, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim. Whenever I've heard those words, they are incredibly beautiful and poetic. The repetition layers on the pain. It drives the nail into them even more, not just once, but it's like multiple punches, like when a boxer is fighting another boxer. The more punches that they hit with, the more increased is the pain. In the same way, these words are immensely painful to the demons. Whenever you're at Mass, if it happens to be Eucharistic Prayer 1 and you hear those words, pray them. Let it saturate into your heart. Let it fill your mind and soul and know of its incredible power. My friends, in our fight against Satan, do not be deceived by the simplicity of these ideas. Be childlike and know their immense power. In our fight against Satan, don't just fight him. Send him to the very pit of hell. If this video has been helpful to you in any way, please like and subscribe and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.